This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The state of Maryland has sued in federal court to determine whether or not the appointment of the acting Attorney General, Matthew Whitaker, can be done without Senate confirmation under the Appointments Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Facebook has admitted that it failed to closely monitor device makers after granting them access to the personal data of hundreds of millions of people, according to a previously unreported disclosure to Congress. The Vatican barred Roman Catholic bishops from taking action to confront sexual abuse until after a global summit next year. CNN sued the Trump administration on behalf of reporter Jim Acosta, asking a court to restore Acosta's White House press pass after President Trump suspended it last week. Trump's press secretary, tweeted a fabricated video of the event. Amazon picked two sites, Northern Virginia and New York City area, for its second headquarters location. Nashville as a consolation prize picked up 5,000 jobs for an Amazon operations center. Some 2.5 million Americans have now served in Afghanistan and Iraq. While overall beer sales in the U.S. were down 1% in 2017, sales of 16-ounce craft beer cans went up 40.9%. National parks are getting hotter and drier twice as fast as the rest of the country, according to a new study by climate scientists at the University of California in Berkeley. As vote counting continues, Democrats have now gained 32 seats so far in the House and appear to be on track to gain between 35 and 40 once all votes are in. In the Senate, it now seems likely the net loss of the Democrats will be one or two seats rather than three or four. The Trussell Trust, Britain's largest food bank network, distributed more than 650,000 food parcels during the summer of 2018, nearly double the 350,000 distributed during the summer of 2013. Nearly 40% of Mexico's 204,000 prisoners were in pretrial detention in March, according to data compiled by the Institute for Criminal Policy Research in Britain. Fires in Southern California have destroyed the homes of singers Miley Cyrus, Neil Young, and Robin Thicke, among many, many others. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.